Good morning and welcome to the Jacob Wimba podcast. Yes, we are excited again to welcome you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that the Lord will speak to our hearts today. So thank you very much for tuning in. Let's pray before we go further. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. In everything, Father, we thank you. You've given us victory, Lord, in every aspect of our lives. Lord, we thank you for this life we have. We thank you for fighting for us. Lord, the Bible says in every circumstances, we must give you thank you. We must thank you for this is your will. Lord, that's why we say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you speak through us. As the Bible says, Lord, when the Spirit comes, you reveal to us the hidden things, the unsearchable things. Lord, come reveal to us the unsearchable things, the hidden things through your word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm so excited for today. The last, we're going to carry on the forgiveness subject. The last time we spoke about forgiveness when approaching God. Today we're going to carry on again for forgiveness in the presence of God. But now we're going to talk about acknowledgement of our sins. So before we go further, we're going to read first from the book of Romans chapter 8. We read verse 16 in the name of Jesus. We read, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. We're going to read chapter 9 of the same Romans, chapter 9. Now read verse 1. I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. Yes, we want to talk about acknowledgement of our sins. Just as the Bible says, what we've just read now, that the Spirit of God himself, another version said, the Spirit of God himself joins to our spirit, joins to our conscience and testifies that we are the children of God. What God does when he comes in our lives, he joins himself to our conscience, to our spirit. We become one, unison. And he testifies to us that we are the children of God. The same is true for the devil. Devil as well, when he comes into your heart, when he takes over your spirit, he joins himself to your spirit and he begins now to testify. He begins to testify to you that whatever you are doing is not wrong. It begins to justify the actions you've done. It begins to tell you, oh, no, 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 what you've done is not wrong because another person has actually done it. It begins now to show you things differently, taking you out of the presence of God, taking you out of the law and the decree of Jesus Christ, because now you are a slave to sin. But those who are under the influence of the Holy Spirit, their spirit is joined to the Holy Spirit, and now they become the slaves to righteousness. So then what the devil does when he comes into somebody's heart or when he takes over, he kills first the conscience. Conscience is what tells you and say, okay, what you've done is wrong. What you've done is right. You need to ask for forgiveness. That's why many times we'll ask ourselves, how can a human being do this? How can a human being do that? The Bible says it is Satan himself coming to our lives and causing oppression and tension. Remember in the book of Romans chapter 8 or 7, Paul is saying himself, I know there is good in me, but whenever I want to carry out that good, the devil is always there. Bad is always there with me. So there is a force that causing tension, causing pressure. There is a force that causing and killing our conscience that we do not acknowledge. The Bible says we all have a conscience. When we do something wrong, there is that conscience, that Spirit of God speaks to our conscience and say, this is wrong, this is right. But now, what the devil does when he comes into somebody else or when he takes over, he kills that conscience so you do not acknowledge anymore that what you've done is wrong. Forgiveness is about acknowledging. When you have not acknowledged that what you've done is wrong, there can never be forgiveness. You can never ask for forgiveness because you justified what you've done is right. You justified your actions because your conscience is dead, because your conscience is no longer alive. So you justified what you have done. We're going to read from the book of Psalm chapter 32. We read the verse 5, and the Bible says, then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquities. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sins. Very clear there, very clear, said. David said, I have not hidden my sins. I have acknowledged them. Acknowledging, which means his conscience is alive, which means his conscience is alert, which means his conscience is one with Jesus Christ. He acknowledged his sin. He has confessed his iniquities. I've done wrong. The Bible says, after acknowledging, after confessing, not hiding any of them, the Lord forgave all his sins. It's about acknowledgement. It's about knowing what we've done is wrong. But the devil kills our conscience. The devil covers us. We do not acknowledge again what we've done is wrong. He wants us to clarify. He wants us to justify what we've done. To say, no, what I've done is right. But God, his conscience, the Spirit of God, works together with our conscience and tell us, remind us constantly, what you've done is wrong. You have to do it. Not that it's condemning us, but it's reminding us when we are making mistakes. The Spirit of God reminds us. The Spirit of God helps us to come back to God and say, Lord, I've done wrong. Forgive me. Lord, I've confessed all my sins, because we cannot compromise on our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. But the devil as well, he joins himself to the spirits of his children. He justifies what they are doing, saying, no, it is right. When we spoke the last time, we read from the book of John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, we read 8 and 9. The Bible says, if we acknowledge that we are sinners, Lord God is willing to forgive us. But if we say we have not sinned, we make him to be a liar. So which means we are liars. That's what the Bible says, because the devil is the father of all lies. He wants us to justify and say, no, I'm not a sinner. He wants us to say, no, I've not sinned. He wants you to look at your action and justify it. He wants to kill your conscience. He wants to overcome you so that you do not acknowledge and forgive your sins. The Bible says it is our sins that is creating a wall between us and God. It is our sins that is making that the Lord Jesus Christ does not hear anymore. We pray, but our prayers are not going anywhere, because it is our sins that's creating that barrier between us and God. It is that sin that's creating a wall between us and God. For the hand of the Lord is not so short, or his ears not so dull that he cannot hear us. He wants to hear us. He wants to forgive our sins. He wants to release us. But our sins are creating that barrier. Our sins are putting that wall that the Lord cannot hear us anymore. But when we confess them, he's willing. When we acknowledge our fault, he's willing to forgive us. When we repent, he is willing to forgive us. He is willing to forgive us. We're going to read from the book of Zechariah, chapter 3. In the name of Jesus Christ. We read from Zechariah, chapter 3, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Bible says the devil is the accuser. He's accusing us before God. Here it's saying very well, then Joshua was standing before the Lord, but Satan was also there to accuse Joshua. We know clearly that the devil is using our unrighteousness as material for his purpose. What is his purpose? To overthrow our position as the children of God. What is his purpose? To take us away, because he knows that when we sin, we have not acknowledged in iniquities that creates a separation between us and God. We begin to see Jesus Christ in the bad light. We begin to assess things and say, okay, my life is not going okay. Jesus be cursed. Whereas the Bible says, in every situation, good or bad, we must say, praise Jesus. But the devil is accusing us, using our unrighteousness. He kills your conscience firstly, and he makes you do stupid things. He makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do. And then he takes those actions and he goes to God to accuse you. He's accusing us before God. Then the Lord said, we're going to read verse 2. Then the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebukes you, Satan, because the blood of Jesus Christ speaks better word than our word. Because the blood of Jesus Christ stands in our defense. When the devil is accusing us, the blood of Jesus Christ is speaking for us. The blood of Jesus Christ rebuking the devil and says, stop it. You've been rebuked. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angels. The angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy clothes. When the devil went and accused Joshua, the Bible says the Lord rebuked him. For the blood of Jesus Christ speaks better word than his accusation. The blood of Jesus Christ still waiting for us to repent, still waiting for us to acknowledge. The Bible says Joshua was wearing filthy clothes. The Bible says those clothes were removed and his sins were removed. The Lord Jesus Christ removed his sins away. The devil went before God to accuse Joshua and say, okay, Joshua has done this, has done that. Because what the devil does, firstly, he kills our conscience. He sends us to do things that are not in line with the word of God. To do things that are not in line with the standard of the word of God. To do things that are unrighteousness. Then he takes that unrighteousness and goes accused before God. And when he's accusing us, the blood of Jesus Christ speaks better word. The blood of Jesus Christ rebukes him. And the blood of Jesus Christ washes us from all our sins. Now the most important thing is about acknowledgement. Is your conscience alive in Christ Jesus? Are you listening to your conscience to acknowledge your wrongdoings? To acknowledge your sins? To always come back when you do something wrong. The Bible says God is willing. It is his will to sanctify us. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 17 verse 17. He sanctifies himself so that us too may be truly be sanctified. He sanctifies by his word so that we are also sanctified. Every word he has spoken to us is the word that sanctifies us. But only if your conscience is alert, only if you are acting in line with the word of God, only if you are acting as one in unison with the presence of God, with the Spirit of God. Remember, the devil is fighting our conscience. Remember, the devil is speaking to us. The Bible says we are the slave to whom we are listening to. If you are listening to the voice of the devil, you are becoming the slave to sin. But if you are listening to the voice of God, we are becoming the slave to righteousness. We are fighting to be right. We are fighting. The blood of Jesus Christ is helping us by grace. We are carrying on to be righteous. For the walk of holiness is constantly dying to our sins and living for the righteousness of God. Our body is no longer alive to sin, but the spirit is alive for the glory of God. That's what God gives us. When we believe in him, when we trust in him, when we confess our sins, when we acknowledge our sins, he gives us the power now to overcome the devil. He gives us the power to overcome his tricks that is pushing us into a sinful behavior. Then he takes those sinful behavior and goes and accuses before God and goes and say, okay, look at this person, he's doing this, he's doing that. But the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross is willing to sanctify us if we acknowledge our sins. It is the will of God to forgive us. It is the will of God to sanctify us. But we have to acknowledge in the Holy Spirit. We have to acknowledge our sins and ask for forgiveness. The Lord Jesus Christ is willing to forgive us. Are you ready to acknowledge your wrongdoings? We are sinners, and wherever there is an opportunity for prayer, there will be an open confession for our sins. We do not have sympathy for sin. We strive. We fight against evil spirits that are causing pressure, tension, that are causing us to do things, that are causing us to do shameless things. But the blood of Jesus Christ is there, Will you acknowledge like David who acknowledged his sins, confess them, all the iniquities, he did not hide them, and confess them? Hiding your sins is compromising the relationship between you and God. It doesn't matter who's hearing you. It doesn't matter who's here picking you, what you are confessing, what you are saying. The most important things is your relationship with God. Remember that day, that last day, it will be you and God and nobody else. Confess your sins. Acknowledge that you've done wrong. Acknowledge that you've done wrong before God, and He shall give our sins. He will forgive our sins. That wall will be broken. That barrier will be taken away. We'll have access to God. We'll have access to the kingdom of heaven, to the city of God. For outside, sinners are there, murderers, adulterers are outside. But those who are keeping themselves clean, those are the ones who will enter the city through the gates. Will enter the city through the gate. That's what the Bible says in the book of Revelation. Those ones are washing themselves, keeping themselves clean, will enter the city through the gates. But those who are not washing themselves, they'll stay outside. If we read from the book of, when we read in the Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life. They may go through the gate into the city. Outside are the dogs. Those who practice magic arts, sexual immorality, murderers, idolaters, and everyone who loves the world and practice falsehood, they are outside there. But when you confess your sin, you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you confess your sin, your conscience is clear, you fight for what is right, you wash your robe all the time and praying, not having sympathy for sins, the Lord Jesus Christ will be with you. The Lord Jesus Christ will make things right for you. And that day, you'll enter the city by the gate. You'll have access to the tree of life. The benefit of knowing Jesus Christ does not only start when we go to heaven once. No, it starts here from now on this earth. We have the benefit of knowing Jesus Christ. We walk with Him. We walk in the light of God when we confess our sins, when we acknowledge our wrongdoings. Are you going to acknowledge your sins? Are you going to fight and pray that God helps you to stay pure before Him, to be pure, He is pure, to start first by acknowledging, to fight for your conscience, acknowledging that what you've done is wrong, or carry on to do what is right, to have this open attitude, open prayer for every opportunity, to pray, to ask for forgiveness. The Lord Jesus Christ is willing to forgive, is willing to forgive, is willing to take us into His kingdom of light, is willing to give us access to the tree of life. The Bible says it is the will of God that every man should be saved. Every man should come to the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ. Every man should accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. May the Lord bless you for spending time with us in the name of Jesus. And I pray that this word shall find a place in the midst of your heart in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you say if we acknowledge our sins, we confess them, you are willing to forgive us. You are willing to give us a new start. Lord Jesus, we confess, Father, that you say we are sinners. Have mercy on us, sinners. Have mercy on us, Lord. Let your mercy speak for us. Let your mercy speak through us. We know that your blood speaks better word against the devil, the accuser, who's pushing us to doing sins, who's pushing us to commit actions that are out of the presence of God, and thereafter taking those actions and accuse us before you, Lord. But you know his schemes, Lord. For you are God. For you are God. Father, give us the grace to stand against the evil one. Give us the grace to resist him. Give us the grace to walk in holiness, Lord. That is your will. For the Bible says when we pray according to your will, we must believe that we have already received. Lord, it is your will to sanctify us. It is your will that we walk in holiness. It is your will that we see you. It is your will that every man should be saved. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer in agreement, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. May the Lord bless you and good morning.